But he was so funny. Oh, geez, I'm a strange story for you. You don't know about probably. He called me up to explain some taxonomic differences in Galanthus or something. They were in bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down by the road on his house there. So I was there, we were there talking, looking at him. It's the springtime. A little bit later than this, blaze of flowers and daffodils and scillas and all kinds of stuff. And so he doesn't like to be interrupted when he's playing something seriously.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't in class or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Joking around is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to explain the intricacies of this differences between these species and the genus and so on. And car pulls up right there by him. This kind of a heavy set lady. A big flowery hat, all kind of ebullient, you know. Oh, Dr. Hamilton, Dr. Hamilton, it's so beautiful. He says, right, you know, he goes down to talk and says, oh, Dr. Hamilton, can I get out and look around? Go ahead. You know, he's talking. He has live traps for rabbits because they're very tall with things, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And finally, she comes back holding this thing. Says, what's this? This is a rabbit trap. Oh, dear. He says, oh, you know, they're just very tall in my garden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So go around, look at the flowers. No, but why did you catch them? He says, because they're just raising hell with my bulbs and shoots and things that come up and I just can't have them around. Well, what did you do with them? He says, I'll let them go out. I cut their heads off. I'll let them go on a campus so I'll know when I see them again. People believe anything you tell them.